and welcome to C3 Church, Bridgman Downs. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
Go again. Go again. Be encouraged. We are reading from 1 Kings 18, and we'll pick it up in verse 41. It says, "Then Elijah said to Ahab, 'Go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming.'" I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. Now, this is a particularly significant statement right here. You all have to understand that that word was from Elijah's mouth was a prophetic faith statement. He heard a mighty rainstorm coming. It was a word of faith because Israel at that time had been in drought for 3.5 years. And Elijah prophesies, "I hear a mighty rain coming." The drought was so severe that the waters were drying up. People were in panic. Livestock were dying because of a lack of precipitation, which makes everything grow. Therefore, they can't eat. Things were not good in this land at this time. And there was no cloud in the sky. Not a cloud. Not a cloud. It was sunshine, sunshine and laughter. Well, maybe not the laughter part, but it was fully sunny. 3.5 years, not a drop of rain. And Elijah has the audacity to say, "I hear not just a rainstorm coming, but I hear a mighty rainstorm coming." How? How can he hear a mighty rainstorm if there's no evidence whatsoever? The answer is this: he was listening with his spiritual ears. See, nothing happens in the natural without it first happening in the supernatural realm. So Elijah says to Ahab, "Go get something to eat and drink, for I hear a mighty rainstorm coming." See, in 1 Kings 16, a couple of chapters before this, we read the king Ahab, he was not a good man. He was not a good king. In fact, he was a wicked king. He had married Jezebel, and they worshipped Baal, building many temples. Did you know that Ahab actually sacrificed 2 of his children, the firstborn and the lastborn boys, and laid the one at the front of the gates of the temple of Baal and one in the inner courts? Sacrificed them to the god of Baal. He was wicked. He was not a good king. And evidently, he was taking the children of Israel down a very interesting and godless path. In 1 Kings 17, Elijah comes and confronts Ahab and his wrongdoing and tells him that there will not be another raindrop from this point forward. The rain will stop, he says. And then God tells Elijah to flee for his life. Run away, Elijah, because you are not liked at this moment and people will try and kill you. So Elijah proceeds to hide for the next 3.5 years as the drought sets in and as it worsens. During this time, there are cray-cray things that are happening. Elijah, run away, fearing for his life, no home. God calls ravens to feed him. God is the God who provides, amen. But that's not what I'm talking about necessarily tonight. But also he's provided for, after the ravens go, for by a widow who Elijah actually does an incredible miracle for by providing her a never-ending jar of oil. This is the stuff of movies. Not only did that happen, but he raised her son back to life. And finally, after these 3.5 years, God tells Elijah to come back to Ahab. And there is a crazy showdown between the prophets of Baal and Elijah of power, or actually lack thereof, by the Baal prophets. God consumes the sacrifice of Elijah's on the altar, and to show his power. And this resulted in the Israelites once again coming back to God and declaring that he is Lord once again. And the prophets of Baal, what happened to those guys? Slaughtered by Elijah himself. Crazy story. Exciting story. Because in verse 42, if you remember, we're coming back to the story where Elijah's just said to Ahab, go and eat after he kills all those prophets, the bad ones. Go and eat. I hear a mighty rainstorm coming. 3.5 years of dryness. So verse 42, Ahab went to eat and drink, but Elijah climbed to the top of Mount Carmel and bowed low to the ground and prayed with his face between his knees. Then he said to his servant, go and look out toward the sea. The servant went and looked and then returned to Elijah and said, I didn't see anything, nothing. What was I looking for again, Elijah? Well, that's disappointing, right? Elijah, who believed God, has done what God has said, finally tells the servant after fervently praying and believing this was the time, after opening up his spiritual ears and hearing a mighty rain coming, goes and tells his servant to look for rain or look for something, and he comes back with nothing, nada. Nothing to report. But God, I thought that I heard from you. But God, I thought I heard from you. Didn't I hear from you, Lord? I don't understand, Lord. What is this all about? I could have sworn you told me of the promise. I could have sworn I heard right, Lord. I know the desires are of my heart you would bring to fruition. I know the promises. I could have sworn, Lord, that you told me. So what happens? Elijah, disappointed, strolls down the mountain in a huff and in disbelief, wagging his fist at God. Why? No, that is not what happened. Not what happened at all. This is what happened. He goes again. Say, he goes again. Elijah goes again. 7 times, in fact, the Bible tells us, he told his servant to go back. 7 times. Oh, this is a word of the Lord for someone here tonight. Can you imagine if Elijah had the faith to go once? Well, he did. To go twice, 3 times, still nothing. 4 times, still nothing. 5 times, maybe I heard wrong. Could you imagine if Elijah had stopped on the 4th or the 5th, even the 6th time? What would have happened? No, he went again and again and he went again. Then he went again when he was disappointed, when he heard nothing, but he knew the promise. He went again. And again, he went. And again, he went. Man and woman of God, the word of the Lord for you tonight and for 2019 is to go again. Go again. Go again. Go again. Someone shout, go again. Go again. Verse 44. Finally, the 7th time. His servant told him, I saw a little cloud, just a little one. It was just a little one. The size of a man's hand rising from the sea. That's it. That was enough for Elijah. It said that he shouted at his servant, go tell King Ahab to get on his horse and run ahead of it because he's about to get stopped by this miraculous rain. He's about, if you don't hurry, the rain will stop you. Verse 45, and soon the sky was black with clouds. Who loves seeing a rainstorm come in? Summer rain, yes. A heavy wind brought a terrific rainstorm, and Ahab left quickly for Jezreel. Elijah believed that God would do what he said he would do. Simple. Elijah believed that God would do what he said that he would do. He believed that God would send rain as he promised back in 1 Kings 18 verse 1. See, despite there being a drought, despite there being severe famine for over 3 years, 3 years and 6 months, Elijah believed God. Elijah believed through that drought. Remind you of a scripture where it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Go again. Go again. Go again. Though in the natural, come on somebody, though in the natural there was no evidence to suggest rain, Elijah believed the promise. He believed in the promise maker. He believed because he kept his spirit open to the one true God, to hearing from God. What is the promise to you that God has given you, man and woman of God? What is your promise? What is your promise that you currently see no evidence of? That it's dry. Creonia, I've seen nothing. You may have been believing for 10 years. You may have been believing for over 20 years. Go again. Go again. We need to take a page from Elijah's book, I believe. And we need to, number one, believe that God will do what he said he will do. That is the walk of faith, my friend. That is the simple. I'm sorry, I'm not more theologically deep for you, but that is it. You need to believe the word of God. You need to believe that God will do what he said he will do. Somebody shout, go again. Go again and believe that God will renew your strength. Because in Isaiah 40, 31, it says, but they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow faint, and they shall walk and not be weary. Go again. Go again and believe that you need not fear. Because in Isaiah 41, 10, it says, fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Go again. Go again and believe that God will supply all your needs. Go again and believe that in Philippians, where is it? Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply, not may supply. My God will supply. My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Go again. Go again and believe that he will give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Go again and believe that God will heal you. James 5:14, 15, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Go again and believe God for peace. Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything. This is one of my life verses. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Go again and believe that God will work all things for good. Romans 8:28. And we know that those who love God, that for those who love God, all things work together for good. Yeah. for those who are called according to his purpose. I love what Chris said this afternoon, tonight, as he opened up the service. You are all called according to God's purpose. You all have something big in your 2019. You all have been called by God. You all have a plan for your life. Will you take hold of it? That's the question. That's on you, man and woman of God. The promises are all here. That's on you to believe and stand up in faith that they are yours, that they are yours. So let's take a step, amen? Let's take a step out of in faith in 2019 and believe that God will do what he says that he will do. And number two, live knowing that God will do what he said he would do. Two different things, guys. It's one thing to believe that God will do it. Yeah, I believe it. Yep, I believe God will do it. It's in his word. His word is living and active. I believe he'll do it. But it's another thing to actually live it out, walk it out. I would say that maybe is the harder thing of the two. Live knowing that God's word, it's final. Final. Absolutely final. Don't go digging up in doubt what you have previously planted in faith. Watch the words of your mouth. Watch your actions. Don't go digging up with your doubt what you had previously planted in faith, man and woman of God. If you believe God to be your healer, I may be ruffling a few feathers here. Don't go reaching for the Panadol before prayer. You know, my son is amazing at this. Little Oscar, he's six, not so little, he's a man child. And will say, oh, I got a headache, or oh my gosh, I feel sick, or my tummy hurts, or whatever. Straight away, he's like, bing, did you say you had a headache, mummy? Let's pray. So he comes wherever he's from, and he'll lay his hand on our heads. And he used to say this, it was super cute. Dear God, thank you for mummy's headache. I pray that it's healed. I'm like, no, darling, we don't thank God for our headache. We rebuke the headache in Jesus' name and we pray for healing. Okay, mummy. Dear God, we rebuke this headache. Be healed in Jesus' name. Can I tell you, I have been healed by the hand of my son. Simple faith, simple spirituality. Simple spirituality. He believes it because God said it. Simple. God said it. It must be real. So what do you want to see for your life in 2019? What do you want to see for your life in 2019? You may not have even thought about it. And that's real. That's okay. Totally fine. But why don't, while you're sitting here tonight in the presence of God, the presence of your church family, start getting a vision on the inside. Scripture says, without a vision, the people perish. We need something to work towards. We need a goal, a godly dream on the inside of us that we are running towards. Amen. Start dreaming and make sure you dream big. You can be assured. You can be 120% assured. I know that that's not mathematical. That God is actually dreaming bigger dreams for you than you are yourself. So take heart. Your dream is not too big for God. I promise you that. Your dream is not too big for God. Can I also say, don't let anyone tell you that your dreams are selfish. That's wrong theology. If your dreams are wrapped up in the desires of your heart, and I truly believe that if you are aligned with Christ, if you are listening to godly people in your world, if you are plugged into church, don't let people tell you your dreams are selfish unless it's a man and woman of God telling you, like your connect leader or your pastor. Go for it. Go for it. Write that book. Start that album. Start that business. Go for it. What are your dreams? And make sure they're huge. I love this quote. My one life is a very valuable gift. Living small devalues that gift. Oh, I love that. Live big. God has put you on this earth, man and woman of God, to make a difference. So make it count. One life, make it count. Make a difference. No one's ship has sailed. I don't care whether you're 99 in this place. God hasn't finished with you yet until you are in the grave. God has not finished with you yet, man and woman of God. And I know this is for someone here tonight. God has not finished with you yet. You can start that Connect group. You can start that men's group. You can start. We are called to be fire starters, fire lighters, yeah? Come on. The rain is coming. Can you hear the rain? Go again. The reality is, just let me give you a really quick reality check and I'll move on. If you go for big dreams, there will be opposition. Just look at Joseph in the Bible, and he was probably a little bit unwise with what he said to his brothers when he was sprouting that his big dreams. But his big dreams and aspirations led to his brothers selling him as a slave. Lucky no one, actually, no, that's not true. This day and age, you can be sold as a slave. Let's not go there. But the enemy hates when we have big dreams because it gives us a bigger, we become bigger people when we've got bigger dreams. And when we become bigger people, the enemy becomes smaller. There will be setbacks. It just means that your comeback will be all the more sweeter. Amen? Start laying hold of the promises of God for your life and start living them out. James 5:16 says, "The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." Verse 17, it talks about Elijah. He was a man with a nature like ours. Please don't put him on a pedestal that I could never be like these men and women of God in the Bible. You are these men and women of God. In fact, if people were writing Bibles now, some of you would be included in them. I'm serious. He was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit, just as Elijah did. Just as Elijah did. Why don't you take a step out? Take a step out of faith. In 2019, you may find that taking a step out, nothing happens. Go again. You may take that second step and you experience failure of some sort. But persevere, man and woman of God. Get up and maybe you take that third step. And this is where fear grips you. And those that have been gripped by fear know that it's not of God. So what do? You trust in God. You rebuke the fear. You keep persevering and you... The fourth time you step out and then you're going. Oh my goodness. Go girl. Go guy. You are going further than you've ever gone before. And then all of a sudden from left field, something swipes you and you weren't ready for it. And you get knocked down. But get up, dust yourself off and get up, dust yourself off, and go again. The rain is coming. Look to God. Believe He will do what He said that He will do. You might have built up the courage after that last failure. And you go the fifth time. And you step out. And you experience some heartache. And we've all been there. You know, we live in a fallen world. But don't let it take you out, man and woman of God. You're stronger than that. You've done it before. You've got up before. Get up again. Dust yourself off. Persevere. Keep believing. Keep praying. And go again. The sixth time, you rise up in faith. You know that the rain is coming. You know that the rain is coming. And by gosh, it's a little bit harder by the sixth or seventh or eighth or ninth or 100th time. I tell you, I have lived it and I'm still believing and travailing in prayer. that things haven't been answered for me yet. But keep going. Go again. Go again. Can you hear the rain coming? Can you hear the rain coming? Go again. The drought will cease in Jesus' name. Our God will do what He said He will do. What dreams do you need to resurrect tonight? What have you buried and kind of stomped on and stomped on again? Nah, I don't. I did believe God for that one time, but I was disappointed. Don't let disappointment take you out. I've seen it happen too many times. Don't let it take. Resolve tonight. I will not let disappointment or offense take me out. No way. I'm too important. God's got too much in store for you. You are too important to be whispered to, and you're too important to listen to the deceiver, because that is what he does. He comes like a roaring lion. He seeks to devour your dreams. Men and women of old, young daughters, it says in the last days, God will pour out his spirit and you will prophesy. You will dream dreams. You will see visions. Go again. Dig that baby up. Dig it up. Wash it off. Give it a blow dry. Spruce it up a little bit. And go again. Go again. Go again. Go again. The rain came. The drought broke. Elijah pressed in. He wasn't stopping on the third, the fourth. Even if it didn't happen on the seventh, he wouldn't have stopped. He would have gone again. Go again. Go again. Go again. Go again. Your business will flourish. Go again. Your household will be blessed. Go again. You will write that book. Try again. You will have that child. Believe again. Your children will come back to Jesus. Keep praying. Your finances will be restored, because that is the word of God for your life. You will be healed in Jesus' name. Go again, child of God. Go again.
We hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to respond to this message in any way, or would like to talk to one of our pastors, please email us at inquiries@c3bd.com. Or for any more information about our church and the events we have coming up, please go to c3bd.com. Have a great week.